Here at Canola College, we're talking today with Dr. Brian Arnall, of course, Oklahoma State University. And Ryan, your specialty, obviously, fertility. And, you know, what? Give me a little bit of an overview of the importance of doing fertility right when you're doing winter canola.
We're finding out more and more every day that fertility is playing a bigger impact on canola as far as any other crop. I'm seeing specifically in winter survivability, soil fertility is really playing a key role in how these plants are making it through winter and through some of our harsh falls into the winters, especially this year. Soil pH and soil test phosphorus has been a key element on whether or not that plant is making it through. Areas that have low pH is not surviving. Areas that have low soil test phosphorus and has not had any phosphorus applied is not surviving. It is just not making it through the winter. So my presentation today, I'm really going to push the importance of making sure we have fertility right up front, making sure our soil pH is in a proper range, and making sure that soil phosphorus is right if we're going to make it through winter.
When it comes to the right mix for winter canola, it's a little different than some of our other crops, isn't it?
Yeah, winter canola is a little bit heavier user of nutrients such as sulfur. That's the one big one. As far as nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, the others go, the needs are very similar to winter wheat, so we can use winter wheat as a judge. As far as sulfur, canola is a bigger user of sulfur. Its need is greater. However, the demand in sulfur in Oklahoma is a little bit lower than, say, northern Kansas. Our soil supply is greater. But as we bring canola into more of a rotation, I expect in the years to come we'll see more of a response. And that's something we need to keep track of via soil test and just really watching closely in the field.
Some of the early experimentation and working with, as we bring this crop into the southern plains, has suggested maybe there's some micronutrients as well. Is that true?
I've been looking at the micronutrients responses in canola for about 4 or 5 years now, and what I've come to find out is one very easy measurement tool. If the soil test tells you have enough micronutrients, I have never had a response. And I've done, I'd say, about a dozen response studies to micronutrients in canola. I have never had a soil that was low in any of these nutrients. I would say if your soil test does come back below that recommended level, that you need to apply because you're going to lose. But a soil test is your key judge. If your soil test does not see it, say that you need any. We've never had a response on any of the trials. We've done a lot of application, early, mid, and late season foliar application of a great deal of nutrients. It all comes down to if the plant doesn't need it, you won't get yield response.
When we think about, you know, maybe the kind of the bottom line, the things that you would really like for a producer to take out of this meeting today, whether they're a newcomer or an old timer, what do they really need to know that'll make a difference in their canola production?
For me, a big impact of canola production, getting it right, is slowing down, taking your time and watching the crop. That means slow down at planting, slow down at all aspects of it, and watch a crop as it grows. Keep a better eye on it than we may have traditionally with our winter wheat. Treat it, baby it a little bit, and it's going to have big return.
Very good. Oh, anything else?
Yeah, I do have. One aspect I would say about starter, I mentioned nitrogen phosphorus starter. We have to be very careful when it comes to canola. Canola is sensitive to having nitrogen near the seed, and so our levels are significantly lower. On a 15-inch row, we don't want to put any more than 5 pounds of nitrogen with that seed. If we're down to a 7.5-inch row, we could put 10 pounds of nitrogen, but we need to be very cautious. It's not like wheat. We cannot put 100 pounds of 1846-0 down. Otherwise, we will have definite stand problems.
And when we start talking about that, that is pounds per acre, which you're talking about, right?
Pounds per acre of N. You've got to be careful. And actually, if you're blending a starter, it's pounds per acre. That 5 would be pounds of N plus pounds of K plus pound half of what you're putting down as S. All those are salt-containing nutrients, and we got to be very cautious when we're putting it next to the seed.